This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we found what I would call an impact statement in verse 4 of John chapter 9. As long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. This breaks down into 3 points: opportunity everywhere, opportunity ebbing, opportunity ended. For the man born blind, he had 3 distinct opportunities. The first one, he responded in obedience to Jesus' instructions to go and wash off the mud Jesus had placed on his eyes. He didn't allow for any ebbing away of the opportunity to get his sight, and he was not disappointed. I'm sure he experienced some ridicule, but fortunately for him, he didn't allow it to keep him from his miracle. His next opportunity came when asked about his healing. Each time he was asked, he gave a straightforward, simple testimony. "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." He didn't know very much, but what he knew, he shared. He didn't let the opportunity to witness ebb away. When he did say that he felt the one who healed him was a prophet, he was ridiculed for it. Finally, ostracized and alone, Jesus looked for him and, when he found him, confronted him with the question, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Again, the healed man didn't pass up the opportunity. "Who is he, sir?" he asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." When Jesus said he himself was the one, the man immediately believed and worshiped him. No dallying, no hesitancy. He was an example of one who bought up the opportunity. And I hope that you will follow his great example.